Chapter 10. The other servants won't miss me. Case day at Shinout and take holiday soon, as the lay folks us out in the way. Well, when it come dark I tuck out up the river road, and went about 2 mile or more to what they weren't no houses. I'd made up my mind about what I's a gwine to do. You see, if I kept on trying to get away afoot, the dogs would track me. If I stole a skiff to cross over, they'd miss that skiff, you see, and they'd know about why I'd land on the other side, and what to pick up my track. So I says, a rap is what I's arter. It don't make no track. I see a light a-comin' round the pint by me, so I wade in and shove a log ahead o' me and swum more'n halfway across the river, and got in amongst the driftwood, and kept my head down low, and kinder swum agin the current, till the raft come along. Then I swum to the stern of it and tuck a hold. It clouded up and was pooty dark for a little while. So I clumb up and laid down on the planks. The men us all way yonder in the middle, what a lantern was. The river was a risen, and they was a good current, so I reckoned that by fo in the morning I'd be 25 mile down the river, and then I'd slip in just fo daylight and swim ashore, and take to the woods on the Illinois side. But I didn't have no luck. When we us mows down to the head or the island, a man begin to come aft with the lantern. I see it warn't no use fur to wait, so I slid overboard and struck out fur the island. Well, I had a notion I could land mows and newers, but I couldn't bank to bluff. I us mows to the foot or the island fo I found a good place. I went into the woods and jetched I won't fool with rats no mo, long as they moved the lantern round so. I had my pipe and a plug or dog leg, and some matches in my cap, and they weren't wet, so I was all right. And so you ain't had no meat nor bread to eat all this time? Why didn't you get mud turkles? How you gwine to get 'em? You can't slip up on 'em and grab 'em, and how's a body gwine to hit 'em with a rock? How could a body do it in the night? And I weren't gwine to show myself on the bank in the daytime. Well, that's so. You've had to keep in the woods all the time, of course. Did you hear 'em shooting the cannon? Oh, yes. I knowed they was arter you. I see 'em go by, he watched 'em through the bushes. Some young birds come along, flying a yard or two at a time and lighting. Jim said it was a sign it was going to rain. He said it was a sign when young chickens flew that way, and so he reckoned it was the same way when young birds done it. I was going to catch some of them, but Jim wouldn't let me. He said it was death. He said his father laid mighty sick once, and some of them catched a bird, and his old granny said his father would die, and he did. And Jim said you mustn't count the things you are going to cook for dinner, because that would bring bad luck. The same if you shook the tablecloth after sundown. And he said, if a man owned a beehive and that man died, the bees must be told about it before sun up next morning, or else the bees would all weaken down, and quit work and die. Jim said bees wouldn't sting idiots, but I didn't believe that, because I had tried them lots of times myself, and they wouldn't sting me. I had heard about some of these things before, but not all of them. Jim knowed all kinds of signs. He said he knowed most everything. I said it looked to me like all the signs was about bad luck, and so I asked him if there weren't any good luck signs. He says, mighty few, and they ain't no use to a body. What do you want to know when good luck's a common for? Want to keep it off? And he said, if you's got hairy arms and a hairy brayas, it's a sign that you's a gwine to be rich. Well, they's some use in a sign like that, case it's so fur ahead. You see, maybe you's got to be po a long time fust, and so you might get discouraged and kill yourself if you did know by the sign that you gwine to be rich by maybe. Have you got hairy arms and a hairy breast, Jim? What's the use to ask that question? Don't you see I has? Well, are you rich? No, but I been rich once, and gwine to be rich agin. Once I had $14, but I tuck to speculating, and got busted out. What did you speculate in, Jim? Well, first I tackled stock. What kind of stock? Why, livestock cattle, you know. I put $10 in a cow. But I ain't gwine to risk no mo' money in stock. The cow up and died on my hands. So you lost the $10. No, I didn't lose it all. I only lost about 9 of it. I sold a high and taller for $1.10. You had $5.10 left. Did you speculate any more? Yes. You know that one-leg nigger that belongs to old Mr. Bradish? Well, he sought up a bank and say anybody that put in $1 would get $4 mo' at the end of the year. Well, all the niggers went in, but they didn't have much. I was the only one that had much. So I stuck out for mo' than $4, and I said if I didn't get it, I'd start a bank myself. Well, of course that nigger want to keep me out of the business, because he says they weren't business no for two banks, so he say I could put in my $5 and he pay me $35 at the end of the year. So I done it. Then I reckoned I'd invest the $35 right off and keep things a movin'. They was a nigger named Bob, that had catched a wood flat, and his master didn't know it, and I bought it off him and told him to take the $35 when the end of the year come. But somebody stole the wood flat that night, and next day the one-leg nigger say the bank's busted. So they did none of us get no money. What did you do with the 10 cents, Jim? Well, I was going to spend it, but I had a dream, and the dream told me to give it to a nigger named Balaam, Balaam's as they call him for short. He's one of them chuckleheads, you know. But he's lucky, they say, and I see I weren't lucky. The dream say let Balaam in the 10 cents and he'd make a raise for me. Well, Balaam he took the money, and when he was in church he hear the preacher say that whoever give to the poor lend to the Lord, and bound to get his money back 100 times. So Balaam he took and give the 10 cents to the poor, and laid low to see what was going to come of it. Well, what did come of it, Jim? Nuff never come of it. I couldn't manage to collect that money no way, and Balaam he couldn't. I ain't going to lend no mo' money doubt I see the security. Bound to get yo' money back 100 times, the preacher says. If I could get the 10 cents back, I'd call it squaw, and be gladder the chanced. Well, it's all right anyway, Jim, long as you're going to be rich again sometime or other. Yes, and I's rich now, come to look at it. I owns myself, and I's worth $800. I wished I had the money, I won't want no mo'. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.